Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 234. Today is Saturday, September 19, 2020. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me as my co-host this week is Chris. There she is. How are you?
Hi, Al.
Howdy. You tired?
Need coffee.
Okay, I'll poke you. I know, crazy. You're running on like nearly empty. So right. we are not. I'm just gonna poke you every so often during the show to make sure you're okay. But thank you for being here. Thank you. I do appreciate it muchly. So thank you very much for that. But not only that, is we have got a returning guest. I'm very excited to catch up with this guy, Grand Nagus. How are you? Thank you for joining us.
Hey.
Howdy.
Thank you for having me again. Thank you very much.
Oh, you are most welcome. It's been a little while, so it's good to have a catch up. So let's get straight into it. So what have you been up to since you were last on?
First of all, let me say, even though she's not going to hear it, listen to it ever, because she can understand any English, or let alone speak it. Happy birthday, Mom.
Aww.
My mom is...
Happy birthday, Grand Nagus's mom!
Yes, 75, so, yeah.
Wow!
Yeah.
Happy birthday. I hope she's having a good day. Is it like today?
Today, yeah.
Yes, okay, all right. Well, tell me, we all said happy
technically
birthday.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
For me, so,
yes.
Yeah. So, well, but yeah.
She had a good day.
Yeah, they're at the at a cottage in Denmark.
Nice.
So, really, really cool.
Excellent. Yeah. That's good. Awesome. All right, well... Please pass on to it. Just say, you know, you do these. I don't know if she understands, if she's a bit like my family where you go, I've got to go on podcast, and they all just go, right.
Yeah.
Like they still don't get it. So please just pass on from WoW Challenges community, from us guys, to say happy birthday to you, Mom.
I will.
Please.
Excellent. I will. Thank you.
Excellent. All right. So. Tell us what you've been doing.
Oh, well, I've been leveling multiple tunes to max level. In retail, like living and enjoying the life of a true alcoholic, as we all. So yeah.
Oh, I hear you.
I got a Arcane Mage to max, a Frost DK, and a Resto Shaman.
Nice.
Lately, so that was nice to have them be one step closer to get them ready for Shadowlands.
Yeah.
And then gear them a little so they can survive there.
Because
that's for the people that have played in the beta, that intro experience is quite tough, especially the final part. And since it's a solo thing, not a raid like we had with Legion and BFA, it's so much more gear dependent. If you're like totally under geared, if you're like a fresh 120 that you just dinged and then put on the shelf.
Or a challenge tune.
Or a challenge tune for that matter, sure. Then it's really, really difficult
to
to survive if you're challenged soon, which is obviously what you need to do.
Yep.
Yeah, so... And with my challenge tunes, I've been leveling two tunes lately. Nice. Both of them are Green Man tunes.
Mm-hmm.
The one I've played the most is my Resto Shaman, Orc Resto Shaman.
Mm-hmm.
He is just shy of 71.
Wow. Nice.
So yeah, I'm pretty happy with that. And my little Affliction Warlock, Gnome Affliction Warlock, she is level 25, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So they are well on their way to be a little, well, the little one, the Affliction Warlock. As we all know, warlocks have the issue that the blueberry isn't quite as strong a tank as some of the hunter pets. But I hope that with Shadowlands, there's going to be a change in that, or that we get some changes with the abilities
mm-hmm.
that affect the Shadowlands leveling, because one thing I've noticed is that the unstable affliction is fundamentally changed, where you only get one stack now. Before, you had maximum of as many soul shards as you had.
Mm-hmm.
You could like dot them up forever, basically. Yes. And with the new changes, you only get one stack of unstable affliction. So
okay,
we'll see how that turns out, because obviously the more stacks we have now, the more damage the mob takes.
Yeah.
And to ramp up the damage, I'm not sure yet. I have to look into it a little more to see how you can compensate
mm-hmm.
the amount of stacks with something else, if there is a chance to do that at all. So
okay, all right. Yeah, it might be. Maybe that's built into talents, and that won't work.
Which we can't use.
Exactly.
Obviously.
Exactly. Yeah. So, because, you know, we know that a lot of the stuff that you want, that really cool little extra bit, and it'll be kind of like it's hidden behind something else. But as a challenge tune, you strip down to, you know, like bare essentials. So,
The biggest difference for me on my Affliction Warlock between, or on warlocks in general, is that the top tier talent that can make, if you choose it, you can make your corruption permanent.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
Which
talent.
I always. Excuse me, Chris.
I say I love that talent.
Yes. But again, the talent you can't use on the challenge tune, so you always have to reapply the dot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's technically something that is a hindrance on the other side.
Yeah.
If you want. Yeah. Again, there are so many aspects, and we all know that. There are so many aspects that you have to consider when playing challenge tune.
That's exactly right. That's right. All right. Chris, do you want to go with...
First, can I say you warm my cold, dead heart by calling it a blueberry? Yes, they are blueberries. Oh, my gosh, I'm smiling ear to ear. But Let me ask you one. Actually, I want to know why you did a gnome warlock, because I know you're all about the undead. And also, why Green Man? What intrigues you about the Green Man challenge?
Basically, I'm ramping down. I'm starting until I'm. How do I best say this? Until I'm completely comfortable, I try to make as few changes as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, less power is a change. And since a green man still has magical gear, green gear,
yeah,
you have the secondary stats, you have the intellect, in this case, they are more powerful, they are more durable in whatever class you play.
Mm-hmm.
They can do more damage, they can take more hits.
Yeah.
So I want to feel comfortable, and when I'm comfortable,
mm-hmm.
sometime in the future, I'm going to take the next step down the ladder and go for an Iron Man. I've got a couple of Iron Men, but I've noticed that I'm not comfortable with mm-hmm. with that little power yet.
Yeah. Oh, I think we can totally understand. You know, this is why there is all the different challenges. You can find mm-hmm. your level of what is comfortable, what is your kind of your play style, and mm-hmm. as well, you can start from and work up. I mean, Iron Man, yeah. as we all know, Iron Man can be brutal. I mean, so can Bloodthirsty yeah. and Pacifist, but Iron Man can be so brutal, so why not? Yeah. If you've got the option to start off with a bit more gear like green or do tin or whichever, then you can work yourself up there.
I wouldn't want to do. Mm. Yeah, tin I wouldn't want to do, because that's basically, that's for me. I mean, people, again, if they choose to do Tin Man, go for it. For me, a challenge tune, in my opinion, when they die, they're dead, and the challenge is over.
Mm-hmm.
I get it that there is the challenge called Tin Man. Sure, that's okay. But for me personally, I wouldn't do
it's,
a Tin Man.
It's too. Not your cup of tea, Grand Nagus.
No, mm. no, mm. no.
I get you. I get you.
And the other thing is, something that people might not see immediately, you've got 5 slots on Iron Man tune that's not eligible mm-hmm. to be filled right off the bat, because there aren't any white or gray neck pieces, rings, or trinkets.
Well, there are.
And yeah, they're not doing anything. They're not providing you armor.
No, but you know, you can go and get yourself a bling ring. That's if you really
big old diamond ring.
Yeah,
that's yes. cosmetic. Yeah,
yeah.
Saying something that's viable, that helps you
soap on a rope
in your yeah. So that's not
hmm.
so, but. But with a green man, you can really have gear that works, that is viable, and that provides significant power.
Mm. That's true. Plus, you can transmog green man.
Plus, you can transmog,
which,
obviously.
You know, which is not a bad idea. So, Chris asked you, gnome warlock. You're known for undead. So, what was yeah. the... What was the thing?
Because it's one on the alliance side, basically. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. for me, what is the Forsaken on the Horde side is gnome on the alliance side for me.
He does have cute gnomes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're
okay.
My arcane mage on the my gnome arcane mage is called Kindy.
Mm-hmm.
In honor of Kindy Sparkshine, the apprentice.
Right.
Mm-hmm. From Jaina that died in
Theramore.
So mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
And in when I brought her over to Zengamarsh, I really got the name.
Nice.
I got the name Kindy. So that's on the server I brought her over from, mm-hmm. I had to use an apostrophe.
Oh, okay.
But with
that server, seriously, is known for the most wicked names, Chris.
And we
not
just got four.
Looking at you, totally looking at you. Seriously.
We just got merged with four more realms. I now, for my child on one of the new realms,
four?
Got him Affliction, Demonology, and Destruction. All three names, one realm that's now merged with Zangarmarsh. Booyah.
Wow.
So they're all, of course.
Nice.
I am a name machine.
You are. That's it. Okay, come over. I want to pick a name, and you need to make sure I get it.
Rub my belly.
I can't rub your belly. I rub your belly. All right. Okay, so Grand Nagus, before, obviously, Shadowlands, we know it's not far away. It's really mm-hmm. not far away. And we know we've got the pre-patch that's coming soon, whenever that may be. But is there anything that you want to achieve within this small amount of time frame, and Sirius decided for some reason to like that and give me Siri down, Siri. Okay. Jeez. Is there something within this small time frame that you want to achieve on your challenge soon? Like you said, you're what, 71 on the Shemmy?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you want to try and hit 80 or 75 or 100? Like, have you got a goal that you really want to push towards before Shadowlands actually hits?
My goal was to, before Shadowlands hit, to have a tomb that's at least 60,
mm-hmm.
which obviously I achieved. So after that, I've always said that anything above that is icing on the cake. So mm-hmm. that's what I'm sticking with.
Good analogy. I like that one.
The more, the better. Yeah, thank you. So the more, the better, obviously. The only thing that I would say is, obviously, I would like to achieve the goal of not having them die.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, there is no real goal.
Nothing
that
pressing.
I can say that,
okay.
that I
right.
want to.
Well, we get that. You know, some people have reached their goal beforehand. And what are we, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, five? It's not
five.
It's so close.
It's not that long, guys. It's like, oh my lord, it's nearly here. So I can totally understand that. Peridon says that he told you wanted to get an Anduin tattoo. Love when Peridon trolls an Anduin tattoo before Shadowlands.
Yeah.
I morted so hard on that. Thank God I'm muted. I was howling.
Mm-hmm.
Grinning with an Anduin tattoo.
I just love it when we have regular people that are here that like to troll our guest. I mean, that is fantastic. That is the funniest thing I have seen in a while. Peridon, thank you for that.
I'm going to get you for that.
Payback. Payback's coming.
I'm just about to edit my intro thing for your Twitch channel. So
oh.
be warned.
Be very, very careful. Nice. Alrighty. Chris, can you take the next one, please?
Yes. So, Grand Nagus, you have been doing this for a very long time, and you always give us such wonderful advice. So, at this stage, with how much you have done, what advice would you give to anyone wanting to try a challenge soon? And do you have any helpful tricks or tips?
Stay clear of the coast outside of Warsong Hold.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That is brutal. It's mm-hmm. like, especially the elite boss quest to kill the guy there, North, I think that is. That's like, yeah, I accepted the quest.
Yep.
And all of a sudden I was flying in the air and got stunned or whatever he did with his spell there. I was like right next to the quest giver up on his tower.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy already attacked me.
Wow.
So the only thing I could think about said, I'm going to die here. It was so I had the said, okay, let's abort this, like abort the mission, and hopefully the bell that held me in place went away, and thankfully it did.
Yeah.
So that I'm not going to do, and I was mm-hmm. I did the things, the quest down there to like rescue the Kodo. I've done them plenty of times, so that's not it. But
yeah,
but, with that elite guy, that's way too risky.
Yeah,
and you can't just go and accept the quest, and then whenever there's one guy, I thought, okay, how can I pull this off? I could like go and accept the quest
mm-hmm.
when someone else is fighting him.
Yeah.
But when someone was fighting him, I went up and nope, there was no quest giver because the quest giver was down and helping him. So mm-hmm. you could.
That's and right.
Since there is no duplicate, the tech wasn't there yet. They haven't changed it.
Yeah,
I couldn't accept the quest, and so that was no way I could sneak in a kill there.
Mm.
And the same thing with the cave up north with the Magna Tars. I'm not going to go in there.
Yeah,
that's up where the kobolds are with mm-hmm. their fire spells and all that. I'm staying. Yeah.
They hit it hard. They are bad.
Not touching them with a 10-foot pole, not with a 100-foot pole.
Yep.
So.
No, I agree. That section in particular is a good one to stay well away from.
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely.
I must say, I was thinking, what else can I do?
Mm-hmm.
In Boring Tundra before, like on the west coast before I went over to the Torin camp
mm-hmm.
on the other side, and I thought, I'm not going to go down to King Merl, because that's too many Murlocs there.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do that. So, can I go and look at the ghost Tanka there and see what that is, because the issue with those are that I can't hex them because they're undead.
Yeah.
So I can't CC them at all.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'm like, I went in like from like way outside and then snuck my way in and then killed one after the other after the other, and that worked out pretty well. There were the occasional issue where I had to pop my earth elemental.
Yep.
But what's he for if not to help me? So sure.
That's true.
And so I went in and finished that, and then you have the final quest there where you have to help the named guy escort him over to the elite. And also escort quests, we always know that's like very, I don't want to say dangerous, but that they can be dangerous. So what I did was I flew up and had him walk on the ground, and whenever he was fighting, I went down, helped him out, and then flew up again. So okay. And then so that was doable.
Yeah.
And then at the end again I popped the earth elemental, and there was like no issue there killing the nice. The elite guy there, the named guy. So that was
well,
that worked out really well.
That did work out really well.
Yeah.
So awesome.
So shaman are really have a good, a really good tank there that can do so much.
Okay, well, and, you know, you're at 71, which is fantastic. I think, are you going to go over to Howling, or you're going to
I went over to the Tunka village, to the Torin village on the other side, and did all the quests there with the gnomes and the mechano things there, and then the pit holes and whatnot. And those are quest part of them you can't do if you're like, I was lucky enough that I could like follow one guy that was doing the quest where you had to like kill the three big mechanical mobs.
Yes.
But I wouldn't have dared try to do it even with my earth elemental. I wouldn't have risked that.
Okay.
On the other hand, the guy upstairs, the big mechanome there, when you go into the workshop and loot the book, he wasn't an issue at all. He was way easier to kill than I thought.
Yeah.
So.
Well, good to know.
And again, remember, I've never. This is my highest ever challenge tune. So yes. I was. Even though I know all the quests, it's still new to me because I have to, and that's another thing, when you ask me what tips and tricks are there, a tip is always be aware of the fact that you might know what's going on, but your condition, your player power is way lower regardless of what challenge you do. So always be aware that
good point,
you have to compensate in some other way. So that is something that I'm always trying to remain alert of and aware of. Then I went over to that. That's another one. When you go over to Conquest Hold, that's where I am at the moment in Grizzly Hills. Because I was thinking, what zone could I do? And you said Howling Fjord. I would love to do the Forsaken quests again, but the issue is I wouldn't last long because you have to go up to the ships and into the area where the Alliance is attacking. And all those attacking and fighting mobs, they're too tightly packed, and I don't know how survivable I am with all the closely packed mobs. I might be able to send my Earth Elemental onto one, maybe two mobs, but if there are like two or three from the other side that come on to me, my go-to form can only accelerate my runaway speed that much.
Mm.
So, which isn't nearly fast enough.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's fair. It's a matter of, the good thing though, as we know currently, is you can be picky choosy. So you can grab some quests from this part of this zone. Like we're not completionists. We don't have to do the full zone. We don't have to do every single quest. We can drop the quest if we, like you've already found, if you're finding it's too hard, too difficult, we can drop it and move on to something else. There is plenty of stuff around, which is really good. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like this is your highest level challenge too, which congratulations. That is fantastic. We're really, really, really happy for you and very proud of you. So we can't wait to see how that goes. But how's your week been other than that? Like, what else have you been doing? Tell us about it.
Oh, as I said earlier, I've been leveling my tunes to max level and done just some gearing on those tunes. And again, Chris, thank you for helping me the other week with the one tune.
You are most welcome.
Nice.
So
she's a good egg, isn't she?
Oh yeah, she is definitely. I had an issue with my paladin where and I'm still mad about it, and I don't think that in the remainder of the time that we can count BFA as current content, I'm going to get over it. Because when I went in and tried to gear my newly max level paladin, I think it was, I did like almost all the world quests that were available to me, only to get like 7 or 8 pieces of gear, of which only one was not corrupted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I didn't have any cloak yet. I didn't have any essences yet that could. I didn't have any mother that could uncorrupt my gear. As a freshly dinged 120, which left me with a corruption rating of 106.
I was gonna say, isn't that like 70 something and you die? So, damn.
Yep.
Wow.
That was, yeah.
Yeah.
So ouch.
I
don't know what's come over Blizzard to not gate. They gate so much else. Why not gate the corruption acquisition behind the unlocking of the corruption cleansing?
Yeah. That, I would have thought that if you hadn't unlocked it, you should just get a regular piece. If you've unlocked it, you get a corruption piece.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I've not unlocked. I've been too busy on challenge tunes. Well, that sucks, because 106 corruption is, yes, a very dead pelly constantly, I'm guess. Yeah.
160.
Wow. 160. 160. Ho! Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Right? That did you? So
what? I was going to say, you'd res up and what, die within...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
85% reduced.
Yeah.
Reduced healing. 85% increased damage taken.
Okay.
85.
Yeah.
200 is the limit. That's when you insta die.
Yeah.
If we went out, we got him a cloak.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yay. Yay for friends and yay for a cloak. That definitely helps.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I mean, the cloak wouldn't have done much in that, but still the access to the Corruptus mementos is what I was after, because those are the currency to cleanse your corrupted gear.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
yes.
So,
most definitely, absolutely. Well, it's good that you were able to get something, but yeah, damn. I think most of us can feel your pain on that, because corruption is at that level. That's certainly painful.
So. I'm not voidy looking anymore. I'm bright red.
Nice.
I am gonna miss that void look, and I'm gonna miss my purple tornado doom so much.
Yes, exactly. All right, so anything else to add to your week at all, or I'll see what Chris has been up to. All done? No. Yeah, I mean, you've been busy, which is fantastic. You've had a very busy week, so thank you for sharing.
I've been re-listening to the base version of my first interview with Patty Madsen.
Mm-hmm.
To find some sound bits to use for a certain sound clip that I'm going to present to someone next week. Nice. So,
excellent.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Let's see.
Well, that's exciting. Nice.
Yeah, Periton, as I said, I have to rethink my...
Uh-oh.
All right. Well, I guess we all look forward to when that happens. So, awesome.
Uh-oh.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing with us, and we do appreciate you being here. So, thank you very much, Grand Negus. Chris, what have you been up to? Work.
I know. You know, seriously, you need like a little sound bit for when I'm on,
work.
And have the little orc peon who says work every time you ask me how my week was.
Yes.
Work. So let's see. Everything for me has been regular tunes this week because not a lot of time.
Yes.
But I decided, you know, I'm going to go big or go home. I have so many tunes on Zangarmarsh now that I kind of miss my OG tunes, and they've been around for so long that I've brought two of them here so far. So I brought my horde. Okay, we have Team Murloc on Alliance side, which is everybody and their brother. We're all in Team Murloc.
Yep.
There's a few of us who play Horde, and we have the Murloc clan on Horde side. So I brought my OG Blood Elf Hunter Rider. She's there. I brought my OG Shaman. Water. I just dinged her 120 yesterday. Yesterday? Yeah.
Nice.
How do you get those names?
I know, right? And then I decided yesterday I am going to bring my OG druid, and I'm going to have to find a new name for her because her name's Eternity. But all these tunes are 13 years old, 14 years old.
Nice.
So I'm bringing them over to be with my family on Zangarmarsh and Hellscream, and now four more realms I can get names on. Oh, I am such a happy woman. I can't tell you. I mean, when you can get all three specs of a warlock on one realm, are you kidding me?
That is freaking unbelievable. Seriously.
Always try the spec names. Always. Yeah, I couldn't get Guardian. I was so mad because I really want the name Guardian. But yep, nope. Somebody took all my bear names. But my munchkin, so I was totally topsy-turvy and had to do inventory last weekend where normally I'm out, you know, 1 p.m. because I get up at midnight. I didn't even start till noon and got out, was supposed to get out at midnight. So he surprised me and went to a stream and got me the ahead of the curve mount so I could have my uncorrupted void wing before they go away.
Nice.
It's purple. It's purple. So yes, I got the big uncorrupted void wing. So I am super excited.
That is awesome. Congratulations.
I have a good munchkin.
Yes. That is super, 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 super fun. And it is a wicked looking mount. Most definitely.
Right. Oh.
Super jelly. So, yeah, congratulations on that. And I swear to God, eternity, hey? Eternity. All right. I'll think on that.
Yeah, that's my one now. And I did get Skull, though. So I brought my OG undead warlock over. So I just put her into and got the name Skull. So my 13-year-old warlock is named Skull.
Nice.
Oh, nice. He's right. We actually did Islands. And I got, what was it? It was the Pandaria looking, oh my goodness, Chris's brain today.
Quillian.
Yeah, the Quillian. Yep. So okay. I got that from the island.
Nice. Yay. Well done. Hang on. Where's my cheer? I got a cheer. There you go. Congratulations. That's fantastic. Two mounts this week. My goodness. That's amazing.
All right, that was a good week.
And it's nice when you can bring your family of toons over to, you know, to your new comfy family server. So, that's...
Invasion of the
Marlocks. Always nice. Yeah, it's always nice. It's always nice to be able to do. So congratulations on that. All right. Well, I've done nothing this week. Except play Working Man. Pretty much. I was going to say, yeah, everyone knows. BS leader, BS. However, I did ding my Tauren Druid Pacifist to 98. So she is slowly but surely getting there. I'm really, as much as I'd like to push her to get to 120 before Shadowlands hits, don't know, because I'm pushing the Working Man and my hunter, my little gnome hunter, Blue Leiter, as you go with. I have done, what have I did? I started the week at 87 and she's 102. So
yeah,
I have done much digging. Much digging. The good thing about, though, the Working Man is the fact that I can kill those goddamn frickin' trolls.
Yeah.
At the dig site down in STV, I'm like, take that. Yes. Yeah, so I've been quite happy about that. And yeah, and 102 I took her through and got her to Legion. And then left. I thought, well, we'll have the option to, you know, pop around. But I was like, no, go back to digging. Go back to digging. So,
I love digging.
Yeah, we do love digging. And it's certainly like Eastern Kingdoms. I know that like the back of my hand, seriously. But, you know, we just keep going. So we keep going with that. I was tempted to go to Warlords just to have a fly around, but you know when you make a decision and you're kind of like, Well, I could go over there, and the same with Legion. I could go over there, and I could fly around and get some, you know, get some XP. It's all free. And then I thought, and there's invasions going on in Legion. What if something happens in Warlords? What if I get shut out of the sky? What if something, and if I fall to my death, and I'm over there in a zone, and I'm just like, no, no, no. So just stick with the archaeology. So just that's it. It's pretty much the archaeology to 120. So whether I've got enough time to do it is going to be the thing. So we'll see. I've been pushing it quite a bit this week, so we will see how that goes. But yeah,
you got this.
So it's been one of those weeks. In between, lots of other things going on, IRL, of course, as well as all the other like WoW challenge stuff. So yeah. So we'll get to that. Where's my news bumper? This one. Let's try this one.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Rogue Slayer. Awesome. Okay, so, couple things. Site moving. Everybody is aware the site is in the progress of being moved. It still is. Everything is getting sorted. Don't forget, just a little reminder, the code, there is a lot of code that runs a lot of things. There's stuff that you guys don't even know of, like jobs that run in the background that give me information. In particular, not just like what you guys see on the site. It is massive and it is very complex. So Elky not only has had to completely move the server off the old server to the new server, but she has to figure all the bits and pieces and with Stone's help and other things that are going on. It's just, it is not a, hey, it's done in a couple of hours. So, Keyvamp, you completely understand then. So, yeah, it is a very, very big job. And the site will be back when the site is back, hopefully soon. But it is a massive job that Elky is doing. And we are greatly appreciative for what she's doing. And we thank her immensely. But there is a lot of stuff. So the reason it is, you know, so there is no updates. There is no being able to add tunes. There's none of that. We're very sorry. However, it needed to be moved. There's things that needed to be done. And we have to do it now before Shadowlands hits. Because then everything changes in Shadowlands and we have to have stuff ready. So this is why it's getting done now. Okay? So we apologize for the delays, but it will be ready when it's ready. And hopefully not too long, but we will tweet out. We will let you know in Discord when everything is back up. It's just, it's not quite there yet. Okay? So until then, we just keep playing your tune or don't play your tune, whatever you want to do. Just, there is no updates. There is no adding tunes. There's very limited stuff to be able to do with the site until it's back up and working completely good. Completely good. Completely fine. So yeah. So still a bit on that. Okay. Now, for game-wise, I don't know if you guys realize, but I know when I logged in a couple of days ago, there was the little background downloader popped up and it's like, hey, we're going to be downloading something right now. And I'm like, ooh, okay, is this getting ready for pre-patch? It was a very small patch. It was like, oh, okay, it's done. So, yeah, so just please be aware that there is a pre-patch downloader that is happening. So you might want to, you know, jump into opening the Battle.net to get that stuff down, get yourself ready. All right. Okay. What else did we have? Chris, what else have we got?
So, for those of you who know me, I love pirates. Like, you know, having songs here, I am a pirate, and there's, you know, Ailstorm and all that good stuff. Nice. But we actually have Pirates Day going on today and part of tomorrow, depending on where you are in the world. Sadly, there isn't anything new, but if you guys have not done Pirates Day before, it is the cutest little thing. You can go down and, I love the name, get a big bag of booty for 300 gold, and it'll throw gold on the ground and everybody else can go and pick it up. Mm-hmm. There's also a toy that's available if you don't have it. And then anybody else who knows me knows sharks are my absolute favorite animal on the planet. There's a quest called You're Gonna Need a Bigger Boat where you can get an emergency pirate outfit. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, what else could you need? Mm-hmm. A bigger boat and an emergency pirate outfit. Nice. So check that out today. It's only here 300. Well, but P, you can pick up more than 300 gold off the ground. So you can actually earn money, P, if you're, he's having a heart attack right over the 300 gold. The man won't spend one gold on a mount.
Well, he has to have more gold. He's got to make sure he's getting good returns. That's
right? Well, hey, you know? He got his pacifist to 120. We're just going to booyah that everything is, after that.
That is true.
Yeah, so Pirates Day will end probably, I'm guessing, within the next 12 hours. I'm not real sure. Don't take my word for it.
Yeah.
So definitely go look at it if you would like.
And just remember, obviously, take a normal tune down. Don't take a challenge tune because there is the, if you talk to Captain, I've gone completely, I can see her. I can so see her.
Demeza.
Thank you, Demeza.
Red Captain Demeza.
Yes, it's, you know, again, we're with buffs and stuff. We don't want all of that with challenge tunes. So be careful. Be very careful with what you do. But there may, and also Booty Bay. Oh, that's what happened to me. I didn't tell. Oh, just a side note. Okay, Booty Bay. Be very, very careful. I nearly lost my working man tune this week. I completely forgot about this. It put me into trauma. Put me into so much trauma. I had 18 hit points left. 18. Okay. What? I was level 88, I think it was. I just dinged 88. I was over in Booty Bay. There was someone killing Booty Bay bruisers.
Oh.
I did. Yeah. It was so much trauma. Blocked it out. I wasn't anywhere near them when I saw it. And I'm like, okay, someone's down there killing. All right. They're doing the rep grind. Been there, done that. Got the t-shirt and all of that myself. So I totally understand that. But I needed to log or go do something. There was something I had to do. As I flew over, so not low, but high, well, I would have thought high enough to go into the inn. Somehow I got hit. I'm not flagged. I got hit. Because this guy is down on the docks killing bruisers. My screen went red. Like,
oh yeah,
red. I dropped, ran straight into the inn, and I froze. There was nothing, because I'm looking at my tune. I'm like, how the hell? And I'm looking at my hit points, and I'm like, I'm on 18 hit points. I'm a level 88. I just took a shit ton of damage. How? I don't even know how. Now, I'm guessing it's something to do because maybe the bruises are yellow to me and they do, I don't know, an area effect or something. But it was really scary. I sat there for a moment looking at my screen, and then I logged. I was shaking like a leaf.
I bet.
I had to get, I can't even remember. I think I messaged someone. I'm like, I have to get up and I have to walk away from the computer because my heart is jumping out of my chest.
I just don't know.
I really don't know. So I don't know if anyone fully knows if that may be it because the guards are yellow. I tried to quickly go back in my combat log. I couldn't see anything because the guy's killing stuff outside. It just kept scrolling. I couldn't get back to the start, and I walked away from the computer for, I would say, a couple of hours. That's how much it was. I was so, like, just in what the hell. Yeah. So you don't have to be flagged. Yeah, I figured it was something like that, but oh my god. So be very, very careful going aboard Booty Bay if the guards are yellow to you, and also if someone there is there killing to doing the rep grind of, you know, they're killing the bruisers and stuff. So please, 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 because 18 hit points is probably the closest to death I have had on a challenge tune in a very, very long time. So please be careful. So yes, there's my PSA announcement about Booty Bay. So yeah, be very, very careful. Okay, so yes, Pirate's Day, same thing. It's in Booty Bay. Be careful. Everyone, be careful. Now, the other thing that starts today, tonight, tomorrow, whichever way you want to look, Brewfest.
Yay!
Cheers! I know it's not beer, cheers, but it's like coffee is my beer, so cheers!
Cheers!
Brewfest goes through to the morning of October the 6th, okay? Nisi has done a write-up, is doing a write-up, I know, but being that the site is down, will be up once the site is back. So all same rules apply right through. Obviously, bloodthirsties, there is no love. The usual, there is no love. Doing the dungeons, no. And even if you're in the Iron Team, which I don't think we've even got an Iron Man or a Green Man 5-person team, I'd avoid it because Corrin hits like a truck. So you, I mean, on a gear tune, not so much, but on a challenge tune, So yeah.
And he's not the only guy there, so.
That's right, because you've got the...
He's got his, like, brew maidens or whatever they call it.
That's it. I was going to say mistress, but that's not the right word. Yeah. Brew maiden, thank you. That pops up and she hits and, you know, that's not good. So, again, once the site is back, we'll get the write-ups done and all of that. If in doubt, go and do it on a normal tune. You know, there are some brew stuff that you can do. There are some dailies. There are some bits and pieces. Anything that gives you the buff, though, get rid of the buff. You know, all of that. I don't know if there's new stuff.
I haven't checked yet either.
Yeah, I had a quick look, but I haven't had enough. See you, Kivam. Thanks for dropping in. So I haven't had a fully look. I'm gonna be guessing they're probably not going to be upgrading and doing anything right before a pre-patch is about to drop. I'm guessing they're busy sorting that, but just in case, be careful. Message us if you're not sure. I guess that is probably the biggest thing. Send a message through on Twitter, Facebook, or through Discord, and we can, you know, give you some advice if need be. Otherwise, you know, just stay away from it and just be very careful, especially when the Dark Iron Dwarfs pop out. They can hit like a truck as well.
Yeah, so they be do.
Very, very careful around them. Okay, what else? Chris.
Mount. So, hopefully everybody voted because the Shadowlands mount vote has concluded.
Mm-hmm.
We had, it looks like, over 250,000 people voted.
Nice.
And sadly, the one I voted for did not win. But the Wandering Ancient did win the vote for both NA and EU. Mm-hmm. So everybody should get ready. If you're playing Shadowlands and have already bought it, you're going to have a giant leafy mount that won't fit through any doorways.
Just gonna say.
Gooey slime saber. Oh, seriously. Oh, my goodness gracious. Gooey slime saber was second. Mm-hmm. The one I particularly voted for. The curious caterpillar got third. The soaring spell tome was fourth. Mm-hmm. And the Nerubian swarmer was fifth.
Mm-hmm.
But if you would like to check it out, the results of the vote, I will post a link for you guys in about 2.5 seconds.
Cool. Yeah, I must admit that it was kind of like Caterpillar, the Wandering Ancient. Does sound really cool. I went with the Caterpillar as well, Nisi. It was like, it sounds cute. I'd like to be, you know, like, probably throw my Vertigo out, but it sounded cute. So it's like, well, when I did my vote, it was like Wandering Ancient was up here, and I was like, yeah, I'm not worried. I'm not really worried. A free mount. Like, a mount's a mount. Really.
I was hoping the caterpillar would, like, sprout little wings out of its back. And
I think it should
be
like...
We could fly!
I think it should be like the one from Ants.
A Bug's Life. No, wait.
A Bug's Life. Wait. Yes.
Yes, Bug Life.
A Bug's Life. Yes. You know. Could need a butterfly.
Exactly.
I love that.
I voted for the Ancient, so yeah, mm-hmm. I wanted...
Nice.
So the first thing it reminded me of the pet we have.
Yes.
That is a
good pet.
Yes.
Yeah, and then the other thing it reminded me of was Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
The tree beard, I think, yeah. Where you have the two hobbits. Ants, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The ants.
Tree ants, yeah. Where you have them being carried in the leaves there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's cool. As I said, to me,
mm-hmm.
whichever one won, wasn't going to worry, because I'm like, hey, we get them out. Woot! So, you know, and so thank you, Blizzard, and thank you for everyone for voting. I think that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next. So, State of the Challenges. There is no State of the Challenges.
Nope.
None, because the site is down and obviously all the coding and all the stuff. So there is no State of the Challenges this week at all. Okay, so hopefully we will be back next week, because by then everything will be set and the data and all the things and all the jobs running and all of the things. But I do want to say to everyone who leveled this week, congratulations. To everyone who lost a toon this week, commiserations, because I know there are some that did. Big commiserations to you guys that lost your toons. And a super awesome congratulations to somebody who finally hit 120. Paradin, congratulations. Again, you know, not doing a formal congratulations until all the things, but... do have to say 120. We're very proud. We're very proud of you. Aren't we, Chris?
Yeah. Very, very. Booyah.
So congratulations.
If everything turned out the way and it still qualifies as legit.
Pretty much. We need to wait till all the data comes in.
We need to verify, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah, you never
but
know.
But we can't do anything until the site is up. And I'm sure that once everything comes through, we'll get a write-up from, get some questions to you, Paradin, and go from there so we can get a write-up for the website. It's just, you know, again, we don't have a website at the moment because things and stuff and things. So, but yeah, we're super proud. Congratulations.
Is real.
Exactly. No, that is awesome because we know that he waited until you got your 120 passy, which is fantastic. And as it was super sweet, super, super sweet to do that. So congratulations, Paradin.
You know, right. Paradin, I don't have the chat open. I can't read whatever nastiness you write.
No, he's being sweet.
No, he's being sweet. He's being sweet.
Paradin?
He's a good guy. We appreciate that. Okay, so where are we? Let's do this one. Chit chat time.
Hey yo, it's chit chat.
It's the Zorts.
Oh, Zorts.
It's the Zorts. Yes, absolutely. All right, so we have got no Aussie pun this week. I do want to send out a shout out to him though, and just say, Azzy, take it easy, dude. We know things are a little bit rough at the moment, so we want to send you a heart and a hug, okay?
And big hugs.
Please take it easy and know that we're here, alrighty? Other than that, we did get something from Dave. So, Grand Negus, can you do the one from Dave for me, please?
Sure, I can. From Dave, what do you call a bunch of rabbits walking backwards in single file?
What?
A receding hairline.
That's good.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
You didn't hear me, Nort. I unmute. I Norted.
That's cute. That's cute. Mm. Alrighty. Chris, Stone sent one in.
Yes. I know. What have we got? Our beloved Stone.
Yes.
So, Stone wants to know, what's most important when transporting bones to get the real McCoy? Joke.
Okay. Have no idea. Yep. Okay. Thank you, Stone. Appreciate it. I'm not.
Thank you.
A Trekkie at all, so I have no idea what that means. And he's probably like, Alita's got no clue on it, absolutely. But thank you to all you Trekkies out there. You obviously get it. And all right, now we are going to redeem. Chris did at the beginning. You did do the emote only time. So bear with me. Hang on. I got to find my little, where's my button? So we're going to, hang on. And I've got to get my timer because, you know, leader's got to do all the things. So where's my timer? Right in front of my face. Good one, leader. Okay. So, here we go. We're going to make emote only chat, switch, and start. 2 minutes. Well, there it is. Go, 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 go. All right. Emotes, 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 emotes.
Give us your good emotes.
Show us what you got. Anyone? Anyone?
Oh, crickets. Can I have some emotes, please?
Like,
there we go.
That's, I like the flaming hands. I so like the flaming hands, Niecy. That is awesome. It's like, it's a bit warlocky. It's kind of like, like that.
More like fire mage.
No, it's nice. No, it's purple. It'd be warlock. Corruption. What more can I say? I love Paradins. I do love yours so much. They are so super cute. So very cute. Oh, that's nice, Zap. That looks awesome. Chris.
Oh, thank you.
That is very good type. Oh, look at that. That is very cute.
That one's how Grand Negus and I say hi to each other.
Oh. That is really cute. There is, honestly, there is so many amazing ones around. The wings look awesome. That is so cute.
Which set? The LGBT or the Mercy ones?
LGBT.
LGBT.
Very, very cute. Super cute. Nice. All right, we've got 14, 13, 12. Oh, Peridon's got more. Oh, wow. Look at all those. They are so cool. They're so cool. All right, guys. Ready? Dawn.
Nice.
Might help if Lita turns it off. There we go. Okay. Thank you so much. There really is so many amazing ones out there, and appreciate you guys sharing them for a little bit of fun to see all the different ones that there are. So thank you so much for that. Alrighty. Other than that, I'm not going to worry about that, so I think we're done, guys. I think we can start to wrap this up. So, Chris, do you want to do the thank yous for me?
Absolutely.
Please.
For all of our Iron Elite, truly, from the bottom of our hearts, cannot thank you enough.
Yes.
This would be for Miss Oleandris. We have Azzy Lun. Kill her name and she's in our guild. Aveline Wynn. I might have actually done that one right. Awesome Trousers, Boz Cell Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave Da Hunter, Daenerys 1985, Execute, Fair, Fresley Sparkspan, Gazdin, Iron Man Path, Me, Lita, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Ms. Miggy, Mers Charming, Never Died, Nisi, Return of the Mac, Rogue Slayer, Rude, Sassy Bell, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Olminia, Wynema, Zaya, and Zorts.
Thank you, guys. Very much we appreciate all the support given. And again, not only through being an Iron Elite, but anyone, the support, doing the challenges, doing the retweets, the likes, all of that. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Now, the biggest thank yous, I have to say, come from the admin team to our amazing mods. You guys, looking right down the barrel. You guys, right there. See you, Chris, Nisi, Fair, Zaya, Buzz. Awesome. All of you. I just have to say thank you. Thank you for all that you do. Make my life a lot easier, truly do. So appreciate you guys. So thank you for that. To Elke, our queen of the code, who is busy wrapping her head around all of the things that is our code, because you know, code is a massive thing, and we have got what, 9 challenges plus the site plus all the things that she is sorting out. Elke, thank you. Thank you for what you do. And to you guys here in the chat room, thanks for hanging out. Thank you for listening on the podcast. If you have downloaded it, thank you for that. Now, I will be back next week, which is Saturday, September 26, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I will be talking a little bit beta and PTR. Fair is going to come join me for that show. So we're gonna have a little chat about that stuff again and see what's going on. So if anyone's got any thoughts, please send them in. Other than that, Grand Nagus, thank you for hanging with us today. It's been really great to catch up with you. And I mean, 71 on your chamois, well done. That's awesome.
Oh yeah.
So thank you. Do you want to tell everyone where they can find you or get in contact with you, please?
Oh, they can find me on the Twitter at GrandNegus1, and they can find me on the 2 podcasts that I'm part of. The first one is Control Alt Wow, and the other one is Corpse on Radio.
Nice. And we will have that information up on the website when the website is back. until then, Discord, you can find him, and obviously Twitter. That's the best places. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Chris, where can we find you other than at work?
I was not even going to see you need the work thing. I wasn't even going to say it.
Work.
Where can we find me? Twitter. I'm on Twitter. It's Chris W. And other than that, Discord, I live in Wild Challenges and Paradin's Discord. But that's about it. Team Warlock on Sangermarsh.
Nice. Excellent. All right. And don't forget where you can find me. The easiest is at Twitter. Oh, I need more coffee. Is on Twitter. I am at Leta Wow, which is LETAWOW. You can also email me at, I've got a new email that I've done just to make life a little bit easier, Leta_WowChallenges@gmail.com. So I will put that in the show notes. If anyone needs to reach me, they can also send me one there. All right, Chris, what else?
Yes.
Please.
We would so very, very much, and I cannot tell you how hard I giggle every week through this intro. Mr. Bright 01, that intro is just brilliant. And I get to the part with Niecy saying flowers and just die laughing. So a big thank you to Mr. Bright 01 for our intro. You can find him on Discord at Mr. Bright 01. And also a huge thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro. You can find him at Epic_Insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
That's it. Again, we appreciate our great friends helping us out and all of that. So, guys, again, Grand Negus, thank you so much. We wish you all the very best in not only with your challenge tunes, but with When Shadowlands approaches, all the fun, all the things that we're all going to see. And we wish you all the best with that. And thank you for joining us this week. That's the main thing. Other than that, Chris, please don't work too hard. Okay. All right.
Work.
I know. I understand that. Other than that, everybody, stay safe, please, both in and out of game. We will let you know when the site is back up, but please take it easy. It is crazy times out there, and we want you to be safe. All right, we will catch you next week. Say goodbye, everybody.
Night all.
Goodbye, everybody.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast, produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.